We got our partners from the National Weather Service office in studio. Joe LaPlante joins us. He's usually on the phone, but we got him in the building here. What's
up,
man?
I'm in the studio today. How are you doing, John?
Good. Good to see you. How are we doing over there?
We're doing pretty good. Of course, we have the cyclones to the west of us, so we're not too concerned about that. Of course, Fiji is a different story, but for us, we have great weather. We're doing pretty good here at the office.
Okay. Do you think we're going to make it? The 30th.
Yeah, it looks pretty good right now, but of course, we're always keeping an eye on it. So it looks like at least the next 10 days or so, it's looking pretty good for us. But right now, we're still in La Nina, so most of the time, all that the heavy rain falls to the west of us, and El Nino is usually when it comes closer to us, and we're not in El Nino right now, so that's good news.
All right. Well, we will stay in touch, but you are promoting something else here, talking about being safe, and you have hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day, which is today.
It is today. Yeah, so anytime today, you can post an image on social media, hashtag Safe Place Selfie. Say that 10 times fast. So hashtag safe place selfie. And really the main idea is for preparedness for any type of weather event or any type of hazard like a tsunami as well. So for example, if you can use an event like a flash flooding, what can you do during a flash flooding event? Well, you can stay on higher ground, so you can take a picture of yourself in higher ground compared to, and then just say, okay, this is my hazard I'm doing today. And then how to avoid that hazard to make you, safe and be prepared for that and make sure you know about that. And then just post it online. And just anything that you can think of for around here, of course, anything tsunami related, that's a good thing to use for here too. And then, of course, the hashtag part, you can look at this, again, hashtag safe place selfie. And you can just look at anywhere across the nation because everyone's doing it across the nation. And it's for droughts, even for the southwest of the United States. Hawaii, I'm sure they're going to do some flood safe place selfies as well. Of course, they have a flood watch going on for right now, actually. So that's it's a big event going on for them right now, too. So that's the whole thing that we're really trying to do, just to try to educate yourself and certain events.
Yeah. All right. So if we are like in a tsunami, what's a good picture for like a hashtag safe place selfie photo there?
Yeah. I mean, I guess just having being in higher ground.
Okay.
Being in a tsunami safe zone, if there's a sign, sign on the side of the road, say, oh, I'm safe, So
yeah, there you
take
go.
It like that, okay. So a shelter for hurricanes, say if you went into school before, of course, we had, Gita in the past. So if you remember your shelter area, then just go to that, take a selfie of that and just explain why you took the selfie.
And then what's like the motivation? Is there any monetary prizes or anything, or just
no? And unfortunately, there's no
social
monetary
media
prizes.
Cloud, so, huh?
I guess the education. Education costs a lot nowadays. So it's free education. Right. I guess if you look at it like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is today only, and this is for all of the National Weather Service partners, and there's pretty much one in every state or territory,
yeah. So there's 123 of them now. We are considered the 123rd weather office. So. Anywhere in the United States, that's what we're really trying to get to. So, again, if you do the hashtag safe place selfie and just look at other places across the nation, I'm sure you'll find some funny ones too. So,
okay.
I think it's really a fun thing to do for the kids.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
Just get them aware of, when to watch out for weather or here, how we always say we're National Weather, cyclone season, but tsunamis have no season.
They have no season. You're correct,
they can
John. Yeah,
pop up any moment.
Anytime.
We've been getting a lot of rumbling happening lately, haven't we?
Yes. Right to the southwest of us, we had some rumbles there for a little bit. But unfortunately, we've been looking at it for the past couple of weeks. The USGS, the Geological Survey, has been keeping an eye on it. People in Hawaii have been keeping an eye on it. People from DC keeping an eye on it. So we had a lot of eyes on this. Unfortunately, the rumbles have stopped in the past couple of weeks. So that is some good news there.
Now, they say, though, that the small ones are kind of built around the big kahuna, the big...
Sometimes they could be. There's a small percentage there where it could be like that. There was an earthquake, it was 7.6 not too long ago. Of course, that was a deep earthquake, so that doesn't produce tsunamis. Really, after that, there was only a couple little ones, and that was it. So that could have been the big one right there. So once again, we're keeping an eye on it. We have the specialist on it from Hawaii and off island too, just keeping an eye on everything like that too, informing us and trying to help us inform other people.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I've kind of just since 2009, you look at it and they're never, one's never like the other one.
Exactly. You know, it's like that with weather too. I mean, we've learned about like the signature storms with weather, you know, but it seems like every storm's a different thing, you know. It's like every snowflake's a different shape or whatever like that too.
Like those king tides, remember the king tides?
Yes.
For Fatima, I mean, that was crazy. Like
it
was in the middle of the road. And it was like, this isn't even tsunami or a cyclone season.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just get those really strong storms well off of the south, and it doesn't really impact us, like in terms of rain and wind, but you get those strong swell way from the south, and eventually gets to us when you just get these huge surf that comes up to American Samoa. So
that was about 3 years ago, wasn't
it? That was 3 years ago. It was 2022.
Yeah. And then it was like a confluence of things. You had the king tide, which is generated by the moon, right? Is
that yes.
The moon, the closer the moon is to us than the...
Yeah, so it's really the highest spring tides of the year. And spring tides, there's two spring tides a month, so it's really the highest tides and the lowest tides at the same time. So it's the biggest fluctuation.
And then there was like a storm out of New Zealand, wasn't there? That was kind of like...
That's what usually produces at that time, there was a really big storm in New Zealand. Then it pushed off to the east, and then it just stayed there. And it was so strong that it just sent all these waves up towards us. And it happened to be right during when the king tides were happening too. So when you have, you know, surf of, 20 feet, 25 feet, and you add that onto that too, that's the type of impacts you'll get, just like we had in 2022.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So you guys are still staffed 24 hours at the National Weather Service, right?
Yes. So we're staffed 24/7. We're always keeping an eye on everything. Of course, the tsunami, our duties there. So, of course, we have to be 24/7. Of course, we're pretty excited now. We are getting an upgrade for us. We're getting more staff coming in, hopefully a radar here pretty soon. So we're pretty pumped up about that. We want to do more research here. We want to do this and this and that. And I think with the additional resources coming in, we can actually do that. Our weather here is just so much different than it would be, say, in the States. We have the tropical weather here. Different weather patterns, a lot more research we can do, and finally we're getting some more of that, some of those resources coming in.
Great. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're pretty pumped up about that. We can't wait to see what we can do for the public.
When will that start kicking in? The new fiscal?
The new fiscal year. And it's a slow process. I mean, installing a radar is a big deal, not just for the funding of it, but just getting everything down here. Of course, we all know about the shipping from the States. It takes a little while sometimes too, and you got to get the right people in the right spots. And so we're hoping by next year, we're going to start slowly get some of these things going.
Good deal. Yeah. Well, we were just talking about this. You're from upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Cold might as well weather. Be Canada. Yeah. Do you like doing that though? Like you go to, cause you and I are kind of, I'm near the Great Lakes too, where it's super cold. Mm-hmm. So I was like sitting, I went to the beach on Sunday. Meanwhile, they're like, yeah, must be nice.
You know, this morning I just took a photo of a sunrise this morning. Beautiful sunrise.
Sure.
Of course, I have the coconut trees and everything like that. Mm-hmm. That picture is going to be sent to my family in my family group chat.
Okay.
And they're going to be so jealous.
They're like, we got another 5 feet of snow for the eighth time this year.
Exactly. Oh, it's below zero again.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And here's Joe, nary a snowflake in sight.
Yeah. Whenever they, of course, they all, I got 8 inches of snow. We got 12 inches of snow. Then, of course, I go outside with a ruler. Oh, we didn't get any snow here. And they get all, a little angry at me, they get a little jealous, but.
Yeah.
But no, it's fun though. So.
Now, how long have you been here?
I've been here for over 7 years now.
Okay.
Married now?
Yeah, I wouldn't. You married to an island gal?
Yeah,
from
Sophia.
Rotuma?
Rotuma, yes. Yeah, she's her parents and family are from Rotuma. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, all right, good deal. Yeah. So you're like, You're a local now.
I'm a local now, I guess. Yeah, after 7 years, I guess.
Do you have the tattoos yet or anything?
No tattoos yet. No, okay. No. So I'm real.
How old are you now, Joe? You got to be 40, right? Getting there?
At heart, I'm in my 30s. But reality, I'm 41.
I'm seeing some wisdom creeping in that beard, man.
Yeah. A lot of white in this beard. I can't say I was painting the other day of the white paint and saying it got in my beard anymore. It's pretty much all.
So you were 85, is that right? 1985? Is that your birthday?
1984. Actually.
84.
My birthday is coming up next week, actually. So.
Okay. So you are.
So I'm about to be 42. Yeah.
Right on. And then does that make you a Gen Xer or a millennial?
I'm technically a millennial, technically. Yeah, so I'm really at that edge, you know.
Cusper.
So.
Zennial, I think, is what they call it.
Something like that, yeah.
So, yeah, you kind of like you both feet in the one with digital and one with analog, huh?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So a little bit of both, you know.
Good deal. Well, we're glad that you're here in American Samoa. And
glad to be here.
Good to hear that we got more meteorologists coming on board.
Yes, we have two more coming on, actually.
When does the phones, like, go crazy? They're And you get lots of phone calls.
Well, we have a good social media presence now, and I think that really does help us out. I think going to social media, of course, partners like you really sharing our information. Of course, our weather patterns change very quick, and you know this, and I think we all know this. So we got to get that information out quickly, and social media is a really good tool for us to get that out quickly. Of course, whenever there's an earthquake, of course, people want to inform us to make sure, well, I felt that, you know, and of course, they let us know too, which is good.
Yeah, it was an evening a couple weeks ago, I think there was a big earthquake. Everybody kind of felt it.
Everyone felt it.
Do your phones blow up whenever that happens?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. So, and of course, we have our little red phone. And next to the EOC phone, I have two red phones right there. So that one red phone is the PTWC, the Tsunami Warning Center.
Okay.
Of course, we call them right up. Say, hey, listen, this is what's going on. And they look at it for us. And they say, no tsunami or a tsunami if there is, you know. So then we pick up the EOC phone, just let them know. And then we disperse out the information on social media saying there's no tsunami. And if there's a tsunami, of course, we'll do that as well.
Well, hey, hats off to you guys. I mean, you know, it's like no fun working it. 2 a.m.
Yeah, sometimes those overnight shifts are pretty tough. You know,
but I'll wake up, and you know, I usually wake up around then anyway for my own.
Yeah, that's.
But I see you guys and EOC will put out info. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, a statement, and it's like, wow, it's, thank God somebody is awake at that hour.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
letting us know.
Yeah, we're 24/7, so
good
that's
deal.
What we do.
All right, so hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day. Take your Safe Place Selfie weather related, and that's today only, and you can get involved with. Nearly 200 other weather offices in the U.S. Good stuff.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right, Joe, great having you on the show here. And
thank you.
Thank you for all you do here for American Samoa. 93 KHJ. We'll continue after this from Carl's and Fox News. Hang on.